What's up, guys and dolls? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 28th of August, last Friday of the month, last podcast of the week, last time some of you might listen to me. Depends on how it goes. It ain't going to be up to much. Never is, but that's all right. You're used to it now. Some of you are just going, yeah, you know, we don't want professionalism. We don't want expertise. We don't want the news as it's usually read out. We want fucking it all to be back to front, upside down, and got a load of gobbledygook. We ain't got time for fucking seriousness. And that's where I fill the gap. That's where I come in. So if you're new to the podcast or new to the video, either or, welcome to the only one of the least heard podcasts on the podcast spectrum and one of the never watched videos on YouTube. So, you know, we're like a little group, little cult, really. And it's just me. And I'm not even talking to anybody who's listening, probably. I'm just talking to my other personalities who are pretending that they find me entertaining and they pretend to be my listeners. I might be here. This might be, for all you know, all those people that are not watching my videos, this might be my cell in a, or my, what's it called? My hospital room in the mental institution. That's where I could be doing all this from. How would you know? You might just think, that guy, he thinks he's got listeners and everything. And if you are listening, you might be that only one. You actually might be a voice in my head. So even now, you've got to start questioning yourself. Are you real? Are you? Then what are you listening to me for instead of doing better things on a Friday? You could be doing, you know, you've got to get out and live your life. I, unfortunately, have got fuck all else to do tonight. The offers are not coming in thick and fast. I'll tell you what, when this podcast goes off, though, I'll tell you what, when it does get busy and people do find it, and it's not just me and my little band of merry personalities, then things are going to start to happen. I ain't going to have time to do the podcast even. I'm going to have to go out on a Friday night and say, you know what, sorry, we're going to have to skip Fridays. I'm going to start getting a bit lax. There's beautiful women throwing stones at my window, telling me to come out, that is, come out for a drink. Anyway, let's move on. I'm meant to be doing the fucking news, and I got good job. I filled the gap there because I haven't got a lot of news to talk to you about. Actually, it's bank holiday weekend. The Mods and the Rockers are coming to Brighton. That's where I am at the moment. The Mods and the Rockers, hopefully they're coming. They usually do. They come down on the scooters and the motorbikes. Once upon a time, they used to have a dust up on the beach every year. But now they just come down to show the bikes off and fucking have a drink and a piss up and show their clothes off, because they all come dressed the business. They all look the business. Well, the Mods do. The Rockers, you know, they look like rockers, don't they? And they do their thing well. But the Mods come suited and booted, and they look, and they come for a dance and a boogie, and they just fucking get it on. It's great. Honestly, it's like throwback to 1960s. It's like fucking being throwback in time. It's really cool. So I might go and have a little mooch about and see if I can see them, and maybe take a few pictures and whatnot. But yeah, so that's cool. I might even dress up for it as well. Can't be the worst dressed person walking along the promenade when they're all looking so good. Anyway, so whatever you're doing, some people are actually stuck in traffic today on a Friday. The worst. I've tried to drive places on a Friday, the Friday bank holiday. Somewhere that takes you an hour and a half to get, it takes you 5 hours. Somewhere you're trying to get to that takes you 3 hours, takes you eight. It's just horrendous. It's horrible. Everybody goes at the same time. When is somebody going to learn, like me, and go the night before, or get up and go at 3 o'clock in the morning? Why go when everybody thinks the same thing? Yeah, it's going to be all right. We'll go now at this time. And you go, and you're all fucked. You're all stuck in each other's traffic jam, up each other's arses. Fucking ruins the holiday from day one. You're arguing, and by the time you get to the place, you just can't fucking stand each other, depending on who you're going with. Anyway, so yeah, and people have been urged to behave themselves this bank holiday weekend. Police at the seaside towns are ready for a wave of drunken day trippers. People ain't going to behave themselves. They're going away. They're going to get drunk. Once you get drunk, you don't behave yourself. That's just the way it is, unfortunately. Anybody that's pissed isn't going to behave themselves. They're going to do whatever they want to do while they're pissed. And if that means that they don't get arrested, that's lucky. If it means that they, you know, don't get slapped around the face by a few girls, that's lucky. And same the other way around as well. Same some, well, no bloke's going to slap a woman around the face, but, you know, women can be just as annoying when they're drunk. In fact, more than annoying, more annoying. Especially the ones who are in the hen parties, walking around trying to fucking get blokes to take their pants off, because it's one of the things on their list that they've got to do. And they've got to snog somebody and whatever else. Well, that's all right, depending on which one in the hen party it is, of course. The big fucking massive one at the back with the fucking cock. Well, he would be, wouldn't he? It'd be the one with the big fucking inflatable cock on the top of her head. Like a hat. You know, they've got the hat like a swan in the middle, but it's a dick instead of a swan hat. Like a... I've lost my place. What was it? When you tie the balloons into a shape. That's it. And then you put it on their head, but it's like a big dick. Anyway, yeah, classy ladies. But anyway, some blokes will take it if they can get it. That's the only snug they're going to get all over the weekend. So anyway, yeah, drunk equals mayhem. So just deal with it. I've been that person many, many times, as you have as well. A huge pig-like creature which lived millions of years before dinosaurs. I wasn't thinking a huge pig-like creature. I wasn't thinking about that girl on the hen party again. Ooh, I thought you was. That's what you might have thought I was going to talk about. Anyway, there's plenty of beautiful women getting married, and there's plenty of very beautiful men getting married to the beautiful women. All people are beautiful. I'm backtracking. If you are a large lady and you're watching, there are large men as well. I'm just talking about, you know. I'm just taking the piss. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, what am I doing? Pig-like creature. I'm not talking about you again. Stop. Stop it. You're getting self-conscious. A huge pig-like creature, which lived millions of years before dinosaurs existed, hibernated like modern animals, scientists have discovered. Lystrosaurus looked like a cross between a pig and a lizard and possibly slept for months at a time. Possibly just means might have done, might not have done. Doesn't matter. We're just going to say that it might have done. They don't know, do they? How do they know? The earliest is known example of hibernation. The stout and squat four-legged forager could grow to 8 foot long. So, I mean, they must have reasons for knowing that, but boring the old hibernation, isn't it? I'm glad. We go to bed every night, but, I mean, hibernating for fucking 6 months, you're not around for long. Bears do that. How long do bears live? I don't know. Say they live for 5 years. I'm sure they live for a lot longer. They're a big animal, but saying that some animals, I bet they live for 5 years and they sleep for half of that. They just disappear. You just got to find a way of fucking... Just think, well, there's no point. It's snowing. There's no point. You got to get yourself some little animal bars, some little animal pubs that you can go in. You know, take your little fucking acorns in there if you're a squirrel. Take your... go and sit by a little squirrel fire. Sit around the table with your squirrel mates. Get pissed. Play squirrel dominoes. And do that every night. It's better than fucking lying in bed for 6 months, isn't it? Maybe get yourself a little squirrel lady, if you're a squirrel man. And get a couple of little squirrels on the go. You know, you could do that in the summer, and you could do that also in the winter, instead of just doing it in the summer and then going to bed for 6 months. You got to do it. I mean, I can't tell animals how to live their lives. It's all natural instinct, isn't it? It's crazy, isn't it? Because all the animals just do instinctive things. We just make up a load. We're into fucking capitalism and fucking, you know, ripping people off. And destroying the planet and building and making money and, you know, doing loads of things that are not instinctive. The instinctive things, we get fucking, you know, women and men get all into mad arguments about anything that's instinctive to the natural thing. That's why men and women argue so much, because you're not allowed to do what's instinctive. You've got to do, you've grown out of that. You've evolved into... You know, somebody that sits on the TV, sits in front of the TV and doesn't upset anybody. The instinctive stuff always seems to be the wrong stuff, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, let's move on. I'm pissing people off tonight, I think. The stars, I'm not going to call them stars. The people that are going into Celebrity Big Brother, the celebrities, I'll call them celebrities with a big Z at the front, going on to I'm a Celebrity. They're apparently being put off by going to the new place, which is a castle and he's going to have it's haunted, isn't it? It's a haunted castle. And I was saying that it's good because hopefully they'll fucking, the ghosts will come out and kill him instead of being voted out. They can just kill him off one by one. But unfortunately, some of the fucking some of the Z-listers are not wanting to go in there. They're too scared to go in there because of the ghosts. I mean, Jesus, it's not like the cameras are all there. The crew, all the other teammates, everything like that. There's nothing to be scared. You ain't even going to have your own bedroom where you got to go off. You might have, I don't know, but I doubt it. You know, oh, you will. You have your little tent or some shit like that, won't you? But everyone's panicking and they won't go in there. I think, you know, I just think it'd be good to have them go in there and have some ghosts properly scare them, because of what they'll do, won't they? They'll make up some ghosts because they ain't going to do anything that's done in the... It might not even be haunted. It might just be them making it up that it's going to be haunted so they can scare them. But that'd be good, see them shit themselves and run out and just say, I'm leaving, forget the money, I'm fucking off, because they fuck off, it's out of the contract, they probably won't get any money. So that'd be good, see if you can scare the fuck out of them and send them out. That, to me, is entertaining, but it'd be even more entertaining if they just disappeared into some, like, ghostly... they'd be taken to another world, like in Poltergeist, and never come back through the TV. Get one of them TVs with the white noise on. And the one going, Caroline, you can go, like, call the celebrity's name. And next thing you know, they're in the fucking TV and they're going, shouting to their other celebrity mates, going, help, help. And then they get sucked in. That is, I tell you what, it's better than any Poltergeist film. Anyway, let's move on to Alexa has learned lots of regional words and phrases. It's picking up all the... all the things that Geordie say and the Yorkshiremen say, and I wonder if he's picked up any Brummies, phrases, regional phrases or whatever. I don't know what Brummie ones, but everyone's got an accent, haven't they? So Alexa's picking up on the accents. I don't know, he's replying to you in the accent as well, going, hey up, our kid, like somebody in Manchester, hey up. Or why, hey man, for the Geordies, or all right, mate, for the Brummies. Or what's the Scousers? Oh God, what's the Scousers sort like? You know, the Scousers. I can't do the Scouser. They do that anyway, don't they? After everything, if you're a Scouser, you do that after everything. After everything you say, and what if the Alexa's going to start replying in those kind of accents? Maybe it'll start telling you to piss off as well. Maybe it'll do it like the working class version. You go, no, you can fucking piss off, lack. That's it, la. That's what the Scousers say, la. All right, la. So that's funny. It's good. That's a bit an improvement. The only thing with Alexa is fucking the Alexa's all right. The Alexa's not bad. It's the people who've got the Alexa that's the fucking pain in the ass. When the Alexa, everyone keeps shouting at it over and over again, about 20 people in the same room, and the fucking Alexa doesn't know what it's doing. So no wonder it started to sound all... It's not trying to pick up on accents. It's just like a robot that's getting high-wired, you know, when it just starts fucking up, and then all of a sudden its ears blow out and all the smoke comes off. That's what is happening. His voice is speeding up and going left, right and centre. He doesn't know what's going on. Anyway, that'll improve, I'm sure. It will get to a point where you won't have the Alexa. It'll just be built into the walls and you'll be like, right, can turn the lights on, turn the TV on, turn the kettle on, turn my vibrator on. I'm all set. This is the ladies, of course. Charge my vibrator. I'll be in bed in about 15 minutes. I was going to say, Geordies are the last one I'm going to do. Geordies are the biggest self-pleasurers in Britain, a study revealed. A poll of bedroom habits around the UK found that those from the northeast indulge the most. Is that you? Are you that Geordie? Are you self-pleasuring the most? Are you the person who's just turned that vibrator on in my last comment? Or has got more of it? Maybe get like turn 10 vibrators on all at once because you're going, right, I'm going up for a marathon session tonight. Hour. Going to give myself an hour. An hour with my favourite boys at the cupboard drawer. Well, you know, I usually like to say, you know, I like to sort of... argue that Birmingham are the best, or always try and top anybody and say Brummies are better than that, or whatever a thing. But this is self-pleasuring. I don't think I'm going to start saying that the Brummies are better at self-pleasuring than everybody else. They probably are. I mean, Everybody is to themselves, isn't they? Self-pleasure. So you like that? I'm the fucking best. I'm like the... I take myself to town. That's what people are saying. I'll take myself... I'm like fucking a one-man party or a one-lady fucking circus. When I get down and fucking get down and dirty, no one can beat it. So that's, you know, there's something to be said there. But Geordies are obviously the best at it. So I wonder if they are the best lovers then. Because they're clearly not fucking crossing over into that field. So maybe they're just home alone. You know, the couch potato Geordies, and they sit there with their hands down the pyjamas while eating a big bag of crisps. And they're just happy as Larry. And that's where they're... you know, that's their fucking Friday nights, or every night of the week's a Friday night when they're doing that. So, yeah. Anyway, good on you. Geordies, I'm not going to argue it. Brummies are better at everything else. You can be better at self-pleasuring. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, and hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again. Maybe not Monday. Possibly Monday, if I can be bothered, but it's bank holiday Monday, so I might do it Tuesday. Otherwise, there might be one Monday. Or I might do it Tuesday. I haven't decided. Depends on if I'm going to try and knock the Geordies off the top of that crown or not. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it. See you again next week. Bye.